Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are continuing our conversation with author, Tragedy Turned Upside Down, God's Supreme Goodness in Our Darkest Times. Author Cindy Schmidler is with us again, and yesterday she shared about how, as a newlywed at the age of 23, getting ready to start the most exciting season of her life, was diagnosed with cancer, but that's how she came to know Jesus. Didn't even know John 3:16. Sometimes we think, because we see that at football games and basketball games, everybody knows John 3:16, but just shared a beautiful story how she had to pursue God once she got this diagnosis of cancer and John Hodgkin's disease. But she survived that, and then, like a lot of young families, young newlyweds, wanted to start with a family and get pregnant, and then you had to deal with infertility, and that's kind of where we ended yesterday. Mm-hmm. If you missed yesterday's powerful program, I would encourage you to go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org. So, okay, so back to where you're trying to start a family, and tell us about that process.
Okay, again, thank you for having me, Greg. Well, so the cancer is done. We're living life. I said fat, dumb, and happy, just enjoying life and watching all these people who have children and are pregnant. We said we want that in our lives. And so when we started trying, it wasn't happening. So we went to an infertility specialist, one of the best in the country, we had found out. Again, God was going before us in all of the circumstances. He doesn't say that it's going to be all rosy. He says, I'm going to get you through, and I'm going to be with you. And he, even in all of that, is giving us our heart's desires. So we went through the infertility, and I do want to say to your listeners who are struggling that I understand what it's like. And I just want to encourage you that the Lord has not left you. He has not left you. And so pursue as he gives you opportunity, pursue. And so we're going through the infertility, and at some point we had some problems with it. And John and I had sat down and said, you know what? I don't think this is for us. And so we stopped. And we were actually really enjoying life. And the infertility specialist said, you will never be able to have children, because they actually went in and looked, and all my eggs were destroyed from the chemotherapy that saved my life. And so we're like, okay, and we're enjoying life. And the funniest thing, it's not really funny, but maybe 2 or 3 months later, I'm sitting at the edge of the bed, literally at the edge of the bed, and I will not give you all of these details, but I'm sitting at the edge of the bed, and the Lord had brought to my mind some events, and I called them ABCD events. And when you got to D, it led to pregnancy, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh. And that the Lord had brought that to me. And I told John, and John said, you know, it's impossible, because the doctor has said, and we have went in and looked, Cindy. And I said, yes, I know, but I'm just telling you ABCD. And that ABCD was pretty clear. And so we called my doctor, and he said, Cindy, it's really not possible for you to be pregnant. And I said, ABCD. And he said, come in Monday, we'll do an ultrasound. I go in Monday. I was 2 months pregnant. And my miracle baby, God had given me a baby. I never prayed for a baby. I was bowing my head to what God had before me, trying to get okay and content with where I was. And I think that's honoring to God too, by the way. So I jumped off that table and ran out of the room, and they wanted me to abort the baby because of the chemo or something. I don't even remember anymore. And I said, are you kidding me? This is my miracle baby. God has given me a miracle. You said it, and you said it, and you said it. And so John and I were so ecstatic. We told the whole church. Everybody knew. Everybody knew we were pregnant, and everybody's celebrating. Well, then in month 4, because God is always going before us, not suspiciously. We don't look suspiciously for what everything wrong. God, if he wants you to know something, you will know it. I want to say that clearly. And so So it's month four. My neighbor wants to come to the ultrasound. I had a lot of ultrasounds because I was high risk. And I said, oh, come. You know, they had 10 grandkids, never saw an ultrasound. They come. He's literally a farmer, this guy, right? And so I'm laying on the table, and the sonogram lady's doing her thing. And he goes, oh, what's that over there? He's looking at the picture. And she goes, oh, that's the heart. And he says, well, can you enlarge that? I'm like, what is he talking about? You know? So she enlarges it, and she sees that there's a problem. So she sends me to a better Doppler hospital. I go to this hospital, and there's like 10 doctors in the room while they're doing the sonogram, watching the blood flow. And then after they put me in a room, I could tell, I didn't know all the language that they were talking about, but I could tell something wasn't right. And I could feel the tears just starting to flow. And then they brought me in a room and said, your son, Jonathan, has something called hypoplastic left heart syndrome, which is three chambers instead of four. This is quite a miracle. Wait till you hear this. So three chambers instead of four. John comes from work. We're grieving. Everybody's grieving. The only thing they can do is a heart transplant. And this was 30 years ago. Okay. It was a risky thing, and it's really hard to do. And we cried out to the Lord, please don't make us make this decision. We don't want to make this decision. Please, Lord. And we met with the team of doctors and said, they gave us the information. They said there's no quality of life and all these other things they said. And we decided no. And we still cried out, Lord, please don't make us make that decision. And there's two reasons that they don't do heart transplants. One is if you have flipped organs. Many people live with flipped organs. It's quite common, but it's hard when you're doing surgeries. And the other is if you don't have a spleen, because they need that with the anti-rejection drugs and stuff. What did I know, you know? But the Lord was going before me. And I believe like Abraham when he laid Isaac on the altar. I believe that God was going to heal Jonathan. I believed with everything in me. And people say, well, were you ignorant because there was a 98% chance that he was going to die? I said, no, I was living in faith. I am living in faith. And I tell people that today when you're praying, you have to pray your heart. You know, well, only if it's God's will. Of course, if it's God's will. But you have to pray your heart. As a mom for your kids, you have a kid who's in the hospital. You're not praying God's will. You're praying, God, please heal my child. And I think God loves that kind of prayer. I think he loves it. So I was praying, and actually had a wonderful pregnancy because God just took care of it. And Jonathan inside of me was totally fine because my blood supply took care of his. And so we wanted to give him every opportunity of life. So we had him C-section, you know, easier for him. And we had him at a hospital that they could whisk him over to a heart hospital right away. And all that happened. And it was just as the doctors had said. He had hypoplastic left heart syndrome. And then he was going to live 2 days to possibly 2 weeks. And people say, were you so devastated? And no, I wasn't devastated. You know why? I think God put his grace in me in a way that he says, I'm going to get you through. You just do the journey. I'm going to get you through it. And that's how I felt. Yes, I was, you know, so sad and all of that, but not to the point that people say, because you put your hope in God and he failed you, that, you know, some people say, oh, well, you don't want anything to do with God. No, 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 no. He was always going before me. And so it was just like the doctor said, he lived for 5 days. It was a glorious 5 days. It was June, and we would take him outside. He was the most beautiful baby you've ever seen. So here he is in the NICU. He's like 9 pounds, beautiful, gorgeous baby. And all the other babies are scrawny and, you know, ill-looking, and he's the only baby that's going to die. All the other babies are going to make it. And so we would take him outside, and people would say, oh, what's his name, and what's the nursery like, and a lot of questions like that. But God still kept going before us. And then on day five, John was going, taking a walk, and he came back with tears in his eyes. We're still in the hospital. Came back with tears in his eyes. I said, I know God's already spoke to me that it was over, that it's over. And you ready for this? This is in my book. I call this the twist. So I'm recovering from a C-section. We get a call. We're moving from one state to another. We get a call from an adoption attorney that we had never pursued. A baby has been born. Do you want him? And guess what? It's my birthday. My birthday.
The God of details.
Do you love that? Now, if God said, this is what it's going to be, Cindy, this is how it's going to go, I'd say, oh, no, 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 you need to send somebody else for that. But I do it all over again. Because he does go before you. He will be with you. He will hold you. He will send his angels. Just bow your head and trust that he is going to take care of you no matter how hard it is. You just have to walk the road that he's called you to. We have a wonderful son who's now 32, the love of our life, best boy in the world. And I always talk to God. I say, Lord, you gave me the best birthday present I will ever have. You can never outdo that present. And the Lord tells me, Cindy, I'm not done giving you good gifts. It's all in my book.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Such good, good stuff. We've been talking with author Cindy Schmidler. She's written a wonderful book, Tragedy Turned Upside Down. She also had to deal with cancer second time again, but she obviously survived that, so we don't want to tell you the whole book, so I want to have you get a copy of that. If people want to get a copy of this book, connect with you, because I know they've been inspired like I have over the last 2 days, what is the best way to get in contact with you?
Probably on my website, cindyschmidler.com, or will you follow me on Facebook? I do videos on Facebook of encouragement and hope. So that's a great way. Instagram or Facebook is another great way. The book, I always say Amazon is the best. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, other places too, but don't we do everything at Amazon?
Yeah, unfortunately, they seem like they do get the majority of that, but it's available there. So, but if you're driving, you're like, oh, man, how do you spell her name, Schmidler? We're going to have all this on the podcast copy. So I want to encourage you, if you've been blessed by it, to share with these two programs, whether they've dealt with infertility or cancer, or maybe they've been praying for somebody that's not accepted Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God does a lot of different things, allows things to be able to get us in his path. And that's Amen. How her and John got connected to know Jesus through that. So
yes.
got about 20 seconds left. What's one final thing you want to say?
Well, I want people to know I hear so many stories from people that I bought this for my whole family, because there's a great salvation story in there that's not offensive. It's just showing people that God really is involved in your life no matter what. And he's not a God that takes away. He's a God that gives. And it's written for that. So often people will call me, I'm going to get 20 books and I'm going to hand them out to all my relation, because sometimes it's hard to talk to relation about Jesus. This is a great way. Or if you know somebody who's suffering, any kind of suffering, anything, please get it in their hands, because it's a book of hope for them.
All right. Well, she said it better than I could. I want to encourage you to get this book. It's called Tragedy Turned Upside Down by Cindy Schmidler. You should go check out her website, cindyschmidler.com. She's also going to have another book coming out later this year, God Is In Your Mess, so you can find out more information about that. But the thing I like about it also, it's only about 150 pages, so a lot of times, a simple, shorter book is easier to get your arms around, but it is powerful, so I hope that you will check this out. Well, for Cindy Schmidler, I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.